Century Radio, the 24-hour national commercial station, finally went on air this morning. Marian Richardson was at the launch for the News at One. National Radio, the best sound in Ireland.
Century Radio. The sound of Century Radio. Based in brand new offices in Dublin's Liberties, the programmes will be broadcast on the FM waveband, but because of transmission difficulties, will reach only 70% of the country's audience. It's a £4 million investment project employing a core staff of 66. The person responsible for the Century format is head of programming, Mark Story.
Well, we want the programming to be entertaining and we want it to be responsive to the Irish listeners. We also want it to be informative and accurate, which I think is very important. I mean, those are really the elements of good commercial radio. And commercial radio doesn't mean it isn't public service radio. We want it also to be involved with the community and actually do good programming, good solid programming.
How would you describe your sound?
Well, I hope the sound has a broad appeal. It's music with a beat, but not raucous. That's really the element of it. We leave out the things that people hate.
You didn't get the big names you were looking for initially. Now, critics say that you've been programming by default as a result. How would you answer that charge?
I think that's nonsense. We have implemented the program schedule that I wanted to put in, the one that I thought after doing a lot of research around the country to find out what people wanted to listen to. We put that schedule into effect. And in fact, I'm very lucky in that I've got the team that I wanted to get.
You know, you've drawn up the schedule. Conan O'Gaeilge says that Century's attitude to the Irish language is derisory because you've only scheduled one programme per week.
I was very sad to hear that because I think the Irish language is very important to us. We're a national Irish radio station. We're not an Anglo-American radio station. And I think the Irish language is important to our programming. One thing I'd say is bear with us. We have 168 hours of new programming on the station, a lot of specialist programming and a lot of diverse programming. And I just ask people, especially organisations like Conan O'Gaeilge, to sort of give us a chance. We're actually trying to do our best. We're concerned and we're committed to making this a good national radio station for Ireland.
But what about the financial viability of the project? Century claims it will earn £5 million this year and move into profit in its third year. Accountant Lawrence Crowley is chairman of the company.
Well, we've really based all our financial planning on the share we expect to get of the advertising market. We expect the advertising market to grow as it has grown the radio advertising market significantly already this year. We expect the new entrants like ourselves, particularly the quality ones, to contribute to that growth. And we're optimistic that our figures will be realised and possibly even bettered.
The station was officially opened by Justice and Communications Minister Ray Burke, who brought in the legislation to clear the airwaves of the pirates and made possible the new era of legal competition.
I'm obviously delighted that Century Radio, the national independent, is now on air as and from this morning. And we have the network of other stations around the country coming on air as well. So it is, it's a great time in radio to have commercial radio. It's not so much competition as choice. And I believe that's the word for the future. And the public will be the big winners in this in the end of the day.
So, having had a monopoly of the airwaves for over 60 years, how does RTE react to the challenge? Kevin Healy is director of radio programmes.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but nothing is going to be the same as it was from today onwards because we now do have a new national competitor, the first national competitor to RTE Radio. Having said that, I have been confident all along, and I'm still confident, that in 5 years' time, RTE's Radio 1 will be the premier radio service in this country as it is at the moment. That, in other words, we will maintain our position. The new environment is going to be a great challenge to RTE, but I am absolutely confident that we can meet that challenge, that the programming which we produce is unequalled, the range of it and the quality of it is superb. And I think that whilst the new environment is a challenge for us, I'm very confident that we will see off the challenge and that in 5 years' time we will still be the main radio service.
And that was Kevin Healy, the RTE Director of Programmes, keeping our own flag flying at the launch of Century, the commercial radio station which joined the airwaves this morning.